Billy. Okay, everybody. Eddie, get up there and see what the hell's happening. Billy, are you all right?
That thing crashed exactly where you were.
I know.
Watch it up there!
Okay, that's a wrap. Be sure you get tomorrow's call sheets. And please, don't get lost on the way to location. Time is money, gentlemen.
Time is money. Time is money.
So you got in here, finally.
We haven't heard from you. You know, I once knew a super rock group in London. Called themselves the Flight Crew. They had brilliant potential. They were very stubborn. Their lead guitarist lost a couple of fingers. Just like that. Hands and feet have been known to disappear. Lights fall out of the sky. All kinds of things happen. A man has got to have all of his parts to make it. Don't you agree with that?
Get the hell out of here.
It's getting a little late. Well, sitting right there by the telephone. Just waiting for you to call. Patience, that's not one of our virtues. You're a slow learner. It was a very big mistake.
Will the piper be paid for the tunes that he played by night? Is this the best rhyme? Major minor.
Spaghetti tonight?
We got one more number to get today, Ann.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. You're messing around with my love life.
What you need is a good, nourishing meal, something of a stick to your ribs. you beautiful bastard.
Steiner's here. We're all next door. Steiner's here.
Oh, we'll get right to it.
Good afternoon, Steiner.
Good afternoon, Doctor. How was your trip to New York?
Well, uneventful. The heat was terrible. God awful. Not much better here. Humid. So much for the weather report. I'm not the only one who just arrived. How about your trip to Berlin, Stick?
It went pretty much as you figured. Now that he's the big star, I couldn't reason with him. He said he was pulling out. Then he threatened me.
Oh, my. The rest of it was in the papers. That's when he committed suicide, huh?
He just got up and jumped out the window.
The merger of S&S Records with Globe has been completed, and construction has started on the new record pressing plant in Buenos Aires. But more important and more immediate is the oncoming championship fight in Macau. I know we're getting worldwide press.
That and plenty more. Oh, the posters have been approved, and the ad campaign. Best one we've ever had.
Looks good.
Besides the gate and our TV rights, it's generating the kind of international betting we'd hoped for. We ought to turn over about $30 million.
That was the computer's readout as of today.
Yes, well, fight's only 3 weeks off. I assume your training is going well, Carl. You look fit.
I'll be ready.
We've got a little problem in Detroit. A couple of reluctant ball players. Hakeem. Think you can fly to Detroit, handle that, and be back in time for the fight?
Figure, it's done, man.
Also, I'm afraid we're going to have to do something about Billy Lowell.
I was wondering about that. I was going to ask how that was going.
Well, he refuses to sign our management contract, but that's not what bothers me now. He's starting to shoot off his mouth. He's holding out.
Giving him so many chances, an amazing amount of resistance. And then there's that girlfriend. Ann Morris.
I went to talk to her today. Her last album's on the charts and is doing great in Australia and France. She says she wants to talk to Billy about her contract before she signs.
Doctor, I think we ought to squeeze a little.
Yeah, just squeeze a little. What'd you say?
Billy?
Yeah?
I had another visit today from one of those syndicate men.
Did he threaten you?
Well, not exactly. I mean, not in so many words. But I knew I was being threatened. Billy, do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I've heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories.
Stop. Don't do anything that will give them an excuse to hurt you. Anne, I love you and I don't want you hurt. Trust me to handle this. I would like Miss Morris to leave.
I'm afraid we can't do that, Billy. We're all in this together. Now, would you mind stepping out of the car?
No matter what happens, don't get out of the car.
You've got until tomorrow morning to call us. It's the last time we're going to ask Billy.
Billy!
Billy! hasn't got too much time. You tell him that. We want to hear from him in the morning.
Been straight with you. You don't have too many choices. You and Ann are nothing to them. You're just another piece of property. Just one of a couple of thousand of public personalities that they own all of or a piece of. It seems like a good thing at the moment. They take care of everything, your booking, your salary, your taxes. If you need 5,000 in your pocket, you've got it. It's later. Start to realize what it's costing you. I don't have to remind you about Charlie Wang. We know the pressure they put on him, and we know they called him in for a talk. The next day, he was fished out of the harbor. But going along with the missing much better.
Voila!
Pictures are grossing big all over the world. You're an international celebrity, and they smell that money. Thank you. You can sign with them and live very well. Or you can defy them and go to the police, which means you won't live so well, if at all.
Is it your advice to let them own us?
I just don't want to write an obituary on you. I like you too much. Which is my cue to get my ass down to the bureau. I've got a midnight deadline in the States.
I can't allow it. It is better to die a broken piece of jade than to live a life of clay.
Quit. You've got enough money. Tell them to go to hell.
I can leave this all behind. I don't need this if you don't need it.
There has to be another answer. I've got to find one.
The Chinese opera is in town. Maybe see your uncle.
Yeah, he just got back. I'll go to the theater tomorrow. Good idea.
All three of them are leaving the restaurant. What should we do?
Don't rush.
Look, Andre, from now on, I want you to coordinate all your efforts with the ad agency in New York. By the way, what are the odds where you are now? Well, and keep the publicity going about Carl's rumored sprained ligament. Don't give the impression that the fight's going to be canceled just that he's in pain and might be a disadvantage. Got that? Ciao.
The odds are a little too heavy on Carl, especially in London.
Yes, good idea to even that up. By the way, what about Billy Lowe? What?
He was told to call earlier today. He has a number to call.
Do we know where he is at this moment?
We always know where he is.
Well, then, a final warning, Edgar. Yes, Pasquale, you go with him. Pasquale loves to fight, yes.
Thank you.
couple's in this room.
Billy! Come in, Billy. Come in. Hey, hey.
You go ahead.
Ah, it's good to see you, boy. Sit down. Sit down. We do not see you much since you got to be a big man.
Oh, yes, I know. I've been running for months.
Yeah, very busy, huh? I heard that the syndicate is after you. You must be a big man.
How did you know that?
It's a small business.
I can't join them, and I can't be forced to join.
You have just described a problem as old as man. You're not unique. There is a solution I do not think you've considered. When you get to the top, you understand how far it is to fall. But if you think very little of yourself, then you can be pushed off and fall very easily. What is your opinion of yourself?
I believe I deserve to be where I am. I've worked hard for it.
Then don't let them push. They will never let you rest. You push.
You mean kill?
Integrity can be an expensive thing. What is the price of your integrity? What are you willing to pay?
There is another person as well, a girl. If I fight, she may be hurt.
Send her away. Do you need help? I know some men who can help you.
No.
You're not allowed back here. Get out! Get out!
Another message, Billy.
The Chinese syndicate wants to make sure they're riding with the winner. So they're willing to buy a little insurance. $1.5 million in cash will be arriving in Macau just before the fight. I'll drop it right on your doorstep.
Clean money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very crisp and very clean. Cash started out in Nassau. It's going through Tommy's bank in Mexico City right now. We're watching its progress.
Fine. Carl.
Yes, sir?
What about Billy Lowe? What's happened there?
Nothing. Not a word.
He's not going to call. Rebellion is contagious, Doctor. Let's close the book.
What an unfortunate waste. Casting aside his life like that. What a pity.
Hello.
Hello, Ann. It's me.
Billy, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you all day. I've been worried about you.
I've been worried about you too, darling. Ann, listen carefully. I want you to meet me on the 6 o'clock ferry. You'll find me in the passenger section. Do you understand?
Okay. Billy, are you all right?
Yes. To tell the truth, I feel much better now.
Thank you.
You've been hurt.
It doesn't matter, Ann. I want you to go back to the States for a while.
Leave you here?
I have to work this problem out by myself. It would only be for a while, a couple of months.
No way, Billy. I can't do that.
Look, you can't help me. But if you stay, I can hurt you. Maybe you should change your name and disappear for a while. With only one scene left in this film, I'll be dropping out of sight myself.
Billy, I can't leave you. What are you up to?
Not a thing. We have to separate. Ann, I'd like to live with you a long time. You know? Grow old together.
Sounds like he's made the decision to run, which would be smart.
No, I don't think he's running at all. I think it's just the opposite. There was a determination about him.
Like he was going to fight. Jim, I know he has a call to the studio this afternoon.
Would you mind meeting me there? I'm really worried about him.
Of course, I'll be right over.
Stage 4.
Yeah, I got you.
David! Keep it together.
Cut! Credit! Okay, turn around, guys. Let's set up for Billy's run.
Okay, move it along. You're ready for the reverse angle. Let's go, fellas. Gentlemen, these are blanks. Only aim upward. There's a wad of paper that comes out and can injure someone. Ready for you, Billy.
Okay.
I want you to come running out of the building like hell. I'll shoot the guns on your leap and into the fall.
Okay.
Okay, let's walk through it once.
Billy, over here.
What are you doing here? Take her to the airport, Jim.
Billy, something isn't reading right. Do you need help?
I'm going to break it wide open. The police have got to get into it. And when it explodes, I don't want Ann here. Get her on a plane.
Billy.
Please, Jim.
Here we go.
Everybody settle down. Ready.
Okay, ready to roll.
Okay. This is a take. Quiet, please. Okay, roll sound.
Speed. Action!
His chances of having a normal appearance.
There'll be extensive structural changes, a great deal of scar tissue. He'll be permanently altered, of course, but presentable in any case.
Thank you, Doctor. Awake.
Yes.
I've been talking with your surgeon. The surgery will be tomorrow. This is a very private hospital. No one will know.
Good. Then you still want to go through with this?
Yes.
The only reason I've considered this, Mr. Lowe, is the simple argument. Should you walk upon the street, undoubtedly there'll be another attempt upon your life.
Then you agree?
There'll have to be a complete falsification of documents, death certificate, and somebody will have to inform the press you've taken a turn for the worse, relapse. Then there's a question of a change of identity.
New identification has already been taken care of. I should tell Ann.
No. No one else must know. If she knows, she could be in danger.
A public funeral? Open casket? After all, he is a celebrity.
Sorry, John. It'll be a very believable funeral.
Interesting people here. Could be a story. Miss Morris? Dead. Come on in. You hear me? You're dead.
Cool it.
$10, you can have it.
Yes, I understand. It's cheap.
I'm glad you understand. And I'm glad you're pulling yourself together.
Oh, no, I'm not going to cry anymore.
God knows, the police would like to nail him. But there's no way to prove it.
Don't you understand anything? Everybody looked at them, but not one person could see anything.
Chinese syndicate, cash arrived in Macau.
Fine, fine. Are you sure it's a good idea? Us stopping in the sanatorium to see this Morris girl.
She's a very valuable piece of merchandise. And if we can bring her into the family, it will show all the other would-be rebels how complete our control is.
How's Ann?
We're very pleased with her recovery.
It's been a long haul.
3 weeks? For a trauma severe enough to bring on physical paralysis, a 3-week recovery is extremely good.
Oh, well, may I go down to see her?
Absolutely. If he hadn't come out, I would have called you. She's ready to see a familiar face. You must understand, she's still depressed.
Time to go in?
Hi, Annie.
It's you!
Oh, I got you a present.
Excuse?
I hear nothing but good things about you.
No lies?
No lies. Will the newspaper man lie?
Now I'm getting worried. You know, Jim, actually, I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
At least I'm able to deal with people now.
You know, maybe you should get out of here. Go back to the States when you're feeling better. Hmm?
I've been thinking about that, too. I don't want her yet. Not just yet.
But more important than that, I think we ought to try to see for ourselves what's going on in her head, what kind of a threat she could be to us. I don't want to leave that to Carl or to anybody else.
Here.
That's the newspaper man, Jim Marshall. And I've got a hunch that one of these days we're going to have to cram his typewriter up his ass.
Oh.
Come on. Good afternoon, Miss Morris. We haven't officially met. My name is Steiner. This is Dr. Land.
How do you do, Miss Morris? We were informed of your improvement. Oh, you are so beautiful, beautiful.
What do you want?
We were just passing by. Wondered if we could do anything for you. Is there something you might need?
There's nothing I need, okay?
Your album is doing very well on the charts. It's going to make lots of money.
We know, Miss Morris, what has happened to the terrible strain that you have been under. We hope that possibly we can assist somehow. You know, maybe get your career moving again.
Get out!
There's
get
nothing
out!
To...
It's Dr. Land's intention to try to help you. It could be very...
Get out of here!
Rude.
Well, one rebel begats another. It's the Billy Lowe syndrome.
A virulent disease, often terminal.
Stick, she seemed to know you. Your face did something for her.
Never met her.
We have to go to Macau. We'll see about her when we return. Bitch.
What are you up to, Billy?
I'm giving myself a new face. Before and after. Much better.
I've already told you, Billy, you're going to have a normal appearance again. You'll see. Wait till tomorrow when those bandages come off. Well, excuse me.
The new Billy Lowe.
of that hydrochloric.
I won't be able to stay with them once they get out of the harbor. Those hydrophores are 40 easy.
Where do you think they're going?
I've seen that boat in Macau a couple of times.
That's what I think. Maybe we could get a head start on them.
Well, it's only an hour's run in any case.
Come in and we'll take her to the police. Where are you? Did you leave the hospital?
Never mind. The police aren't the answer.
Hey, miss. Is that the guy you've been waiting for?
That's it. I'll make it worth your while to wait for me.
You're not going to rob a casino, are you? I don't want to run a getaway boat.
No, no. Will you be here no matter how late?
I got nothing better going.
Somehow back to Singapore. Come.
There's a taxi behind us. It will be ended soon, and we will move to another street.
Give him the horn.
Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Chinese gold.
They've been waiting for an hour.
We were held up by a damn fool land dance.
How do you do, Doctor? Very nice seeing you.
And how are you? Sit down. Well, maybe we don't need to even count it. Maybe we better.
Roger. See you both at ringside. Doctor Land?
Yes?
The money's all here. Every dollar.
I'd be surprised if it weren't.
Understand it. If some other organization was trying to kill you, they'd have just picked you off with a rifle.
I can't place him, but there was something there I recognized.
Stick is right. There was something different about that man. He not only wanted to kill, he wanted to punish me as well.
Thank you.
being done.
Billy?
Girlfriend. I'd like you to take plenty of pictures of her.
Over here, honey. Over here. Where are you from, honey?
Kansas City.
Who the hell are you? Get going, fella.
Miller.
Christ. Billy Lowe.
Ah!
People outside the door. They found a wig and a face mask of an old man, that's all.
Yes, sir.
And you and the rest of the Passy bodyguard simply stood around, giving 100 other people, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
You say the girl is with the newspaper man now?
Yes, sir.
You admitted that you could have killed someone. In that state of mind, you still think you recognize Billy's voice?
I told you before, I wouldn't mistake Billy's voice. Can't you believe me?
That's one of my weaknesses. I'm one of the world's most gullible men. I'll take you home.
No, no, that's all right. I have my car right outside.
You sure? You can leave this here, okay?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming back.
Well, don't let her out of your sight. And put a couple of fellas following that newspaper man.
Yes, sir. You two stay with Marshall. We'll follow the girl.
I'm now convinced that the man who attacked me was in disguise. The way he moved.
You know something, Doctor? If I wasn't positive that Billy was dead.
Did you look in the casket at the mortuary?
Of course I looked in the casket. He didn't look exactly the same, but what the hell? He never looked exactly the same.
Where was he buried?
The Buddhist cemetery on Cho Road.
Have him dug up.
Yeah, Marshall.
Hi, Jim.
Billy, I've heard all about it. Anne is convinced
you're alive.
I had to risk it. I thought she was going to shoot Carl or one of the others.
Well, she still may kill somebody.
I've got the gun, but if she sits around and thinks about it, she might get the crazies again.
Okay.
I'll meet her in the school at Southampton.
What time?
In an hour.
Okay, if I can find her.
I'll ring you up again at 10 to let you know how it went.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I wasn't going to see you again. I didn't want you to see me.
Billy, it's all right. You have to know that.
No, not to me. It isn't. Maybe later. But I have to get used to myself first.
The man she's talking to has to be Billy Lowe.
Yes, but we just had word from the cemetery, so I'm not in the least surprised. Now, we're sending you some help. They're close by, and they should be there very shortly.
Anne, you could have been killed. You would have been just one more life they ruined. Go back to the States, please. Will you do that?
Billy, I can't.
Get in your car and go. They're still a few blocks away. Go! Go!
They split. She's going to her car.
Where's she going?
To the other side of the orphanage, I think.
Let a couple fellas follow him and take two more men and pick her up. We can use her for bait.
Marshall, somebody wants to talk to you.
A little closer, Mr. Marshall.
Miss Morris was picked up tonight. Billy's going to call you at about 10 o'clock.
Tap my phone. How clever.
Tell Billy to come to the Tai Yun warehouse in Kowloon. At exactly 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll let the girl go when Billy comes in. One for one.
Why should I believe you'll do that?
Don't change the equation, Mr. Marshall. One for one. Don't add any numbers. Billy for the girl. It's that simple. Well, Mr. Marshall, you should be very... very careful. You can learn a lot in a job like yours. But knowledge can become a terrible burden. Good evening.
Jim Marshall's desk?
Is Jim there?
No, he isn't.
Oh, hold on a second. He just walked in. Hi, Jim.
Billy. My phone is tapped.
Anne is being held by the syndicate.
I couldn't get her to leave. Have you talked to them?
Just now. They want an exchange. You for her. Even up.
Or so they say. You could go to the police.
No. That would just get her killed. What do they want me to do?
Stick. You better go over there and back them up. Insurance.
You got six men over there already.
We got a pack of men in the cow.
Here he comes. Let's get him.
Ann?
Across the street, they're across the street. Hurry, hurry. Show yourself, no matter what you hear.
Look at the other.
coming. Chewie!
Hakeem of the squad.
Anybody in the warehouse? Poe!
That's impossible.
Poe!
Thank you.
How do you like that?
Ooh!
Hakeem!
Hakeem! Ah! Glad you could finally make it, Billy.
Ah!
Just remember.